presents the dramatic serial, Your Family and Mine. Are you coming to the New York World's Fair? Then don't forget to stop in at the Seal Test building for a glimpse of what Seal Test's scientific supervision of milk, ice cream, and other dairy products is doing to protect your family's health. Ever since Woody Marshall returned from Paris, blind as a result of an airplane crash, Judy Wilbur has been devoting every waking hour to him. Steve Morgan, who had hoped to win Judy away from Woody, realizes now that Judy's strong sense of duty will compel her to remain loyal to Woody, even though Woody has insisted that she consider herself free. Now at the hospital, while Woody is undergoing the operation that may or may not restore his eyesight, we find Steve Morgan walking Judy around the hospital, trying to take her mind off what's happening to Woody.
Let's walk another block, Judy.
Oh, no, Steve. We better turn back.
Just another block.
I'd like to get back to the hospital, Steve. They've finished by now.
But even if they have, they're not going to let you see him right away.
Please, Steve, I'd like to go back anyway.
All right.
Thanks.
For what? Your mother asked me to take you for a walk, and I can't get you more than two blocks away from the hospital.
Steve, I haven't had a chance to say this before, but ever since Woody came back from Paris, you've been swell.
So I've been swell, have I? Because I had to accept what happened? Because I was forced to stifle the things that cried for words in me, and because I had to ignore the agony that was eating my heart away?
Steve, don't. Have you been doing any writing lately?
Not a line.
But you said...
I can't write. I never could.
That isn't true. Anybody who can turn out a short story like that first one you showed
that
me...
That was a freak. I had one story in me, and that's all.
That isn't true, and you know it.
Well, the way I feel these days, I wouldn't know the truth if it came up behind me and hit me with an axe.
Steve, when you let that old bitterness begin...
I'm sorry, Judy. You've got enough on your hands without my adding to it.
You have so much talent. You've got to do something with yourself.
Why?
Why? Because there are a lot of people who have faith in you. Even Woody thinks you're swell.
Does he?
You know he does. Shall we walk just a bit faster?
Sure, if you want to. But they're not going to let you see Woody for some time. They don't usually let visitors see patients right after they're brought down from the operating room, Judy.
Dr. Travis said he'd let me look at him just for a few moments.
He only said that to get you out of the hospital for a while.
Oh. Steve, what did Woody have to say to you? Why did he send for you before the operation?
It wasn't anything important.
What was it?
Nothing, Judy.
He said that if you didn't come on time, he'd ask them to delay the operation until you did come. It must have been important.
But it really wasn't.
All right. If you don't want to tell me.
Well, he said that you'd be needing someone to stand by you. He knows how I feel about you, and he wanted...
So that was it. He doesn't think the operation's going to succeed. In spite of that cheerful attitude, he feels it's hopeless.
No, not exactly. As a matter of fact, he told me that... Well, he had a feeling deep down that his sight might be saved.
The operation's going to be a success.
For more reasons than one.
What'd you say?
I said, let's hope so.
What else did he say to you, Steve?
Oh, not much else that I can remember.
Did he say anything about our engagement?
Well, not exactly.
He did. He did say something, didn't he? He told you that if the operation failed, if it didn't restore his sight... He was going to break off the engagement. That he wasn't going to tie me down. He did say that, didn't he, Steve?
Well, he did say something of that sort.
As if I'd let him. Myself knowing that when he needed me the most, I'd turn my back on him.
Judy. Judy, what about... Well, what about your own happiness? What about your own right to a normal life?
I'll make my life with him normal. Other people have done it. I know it takes courage, but I'll have to find the courage.
But Judy, what about us?
We must forget about that.
I need you, Judy.
His need is greater.
I can't give you up.
You've got to forget about me.
Judy, I was just a hobo until I met you. You took me by the hand and showed me the way to a new life.
And you'll go on, Steve. You'll go on and find your happiness in that new life. You'll do important things. You'll write.
Without you, I won't be able to do a thing.
We'll have to learn, both of us, how to do without each other. Steve, he's blind. He's helpless.
He's only been blind a few weeks. I was blind all my life, Judy. Darling, listen, you can't let yourself get trapped this way. You've got a right
Steve,
to...
Stop it.
I need you and I love you. The two of us must forget about everyone and everything except ourselves and our own need for happiness.
If you don't mean that, you can't mean it.
Oh, you're right. Forget everything I said. I had no right to say things like that to you. Not now, anyway.
Oh, Steve.
If only he weren't the fine person he is, if I could only hate him. If only I could hate someone, if I didn't have to fight this nameless enemy that's so ruthless and without pity. Oh, all I can do now is hate myself.
You mustn't talk that way. Oh, Steve, we're back at the hospital. Are you coming in with me?
Yes, I'm right with you.
What did the doctor say, Mom? When did they bring him down from the operating room?
About 10 minutes ago, Judy.
Did the doctor say anything? How'd the operation go?
Well, he said he thought it went rather well. So did Dr. Travers. But, of course, they have no way of knowing, not until they remove the bandages.
When will that be?
They didn't say, dear.
Can we go in, Mother?
As soon as the intern, who's in with him, says we can. He'll be out in a few minutes.
You better sit down, Judy.
No, I'm all right.
I couldn't get her to walk very far, Mrs. Wilbur.
I know, Steve. Thank you just the same. Mr. Marshall was here up to a few minutes ago. He said he'd be back soon. Oh, doctor. Doctor, may we go in now?
Yes, but only for a few minutes.
We won't stay long.
Let's go, Mother.
I must warn you, he's still unconscious. You mustn't be alarmed by the things he's saying. He isn't aware of what he's saying.
We understand, doctor. Thank you very much. You coming, Steve?
Yes, ma'am.
Mums.
Steady, Judy.
Mums, he looks so pale.
That's to be expected after what he's been through.
He's trying to say something.
Now, the intern warned us.
Judy,
he's calling me.
He doesn't know what he's saying. He's still under the anesthetic.
Judy, I can't see you. Judy, come over to the light. I've got to see you. Judy, you're standing in the dark.
Woody,
darling, please.
Look out! Look out! Try to pull her out. She's going into a tailspin. Look out!
He's reliving that plane crash.
No, don't say that. No, anything but that, no. Not my eyes, no.
This is horrible. He's suffering.
No, he isn't, Judy. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Not to be able to see again, I can't bear it.
It's all coming out now.
Judy.
All that grief that was in his heart, that he tried to hide from us, he can't hide
Judy.
It now.
We've got to get Judy out of here, Mrs. Wilbur.
Judy.
Yes, I know. Judy, come with us, dear.
Blind. Blind, never. Never again to see a plane, never again to look into people's faces.
Judy.
Judy.
Judy, you've got to come with us, dear.
Judy.
Judy, please.
No, not yet. I can't leave him.
But, darling, Judy. There's nothing you can do for him now.
Judy, where are you?
He's calling me, Mum.
No. No, I can't do it. Haven't I given up enough? Do I have to lose her, too?
Oh.
I love her. I won't give her up. I won't.
Mum, darling, the thing he's saying.
Judy, please come with us.
Judy.
No, Steve, no, please don't try to spare me. I've got to listen to all this. I've got to hear what he's saying.
Judy, where are you?
I'm here, Woody. I'm here, right here beside you.
Judy, darling.
Please come with us.
Steve, you and Mother go. I'm going to stay here.
Julie. We're not going to leave you here, darling.
I can't go now, Mum.
We promised the intern that we wouldn't stay.
Judy. Oh, if only I could see her. Only I could see her face when she finds out that I'm blind. Is that too much to ask? The plane, she's going into a spin, the plane. Oh, I've got to look into her face. I've got to see what happens to her when she learns the truth.
Thank heaven he didn't see my face.
Judy. Judy, you're not going to leave me, are you? Oh, Judy, I'm not going to be a burden, I swear it. Cut the switch! Cut the switch, we're falling! Cut the switch! Judy, if you don't want to stay, I don't want to keep you. If it's only pity that holds you to me, then I don't want it. I can't bear the thought of you pitying me. No. No, doctor, no. Oh. Judy. Judy, say you'll stay with me. Say you'll help me rebuild my life. Judy. Judy, talk to me. Judy, tell me you'll stay. Judy, where are you? Judy.
Oh, I'll stay, Woody. I'll be with you from now on. I'll never leave you.
Judy.
I'll never leave you.
And so we leave Judy Wilbur, promising to remain loyal to the unconscious Woody. What will happen in the grim days to come? Will Woody recover his sight? Will Judy keep her vow? Well, be sure to listen tomorrow. Now, what to serve for dessert tonight? What to serve that is delicious and different, that has novelty and originality? That's the question. And here's your seal test hostess, Mary Preston, with the answer.
And the answer that will fit all of those requirements is that grand new ice cream flavor which seal test created for September, the Nanaroon ice cream.
Right you are, Mary. Tomorrow, Woody recovers consciousness, and the terrible uncertainty that lies before him forces Woody to a new decision about Judy. Be sure to listen for another gripping chapter in the dramatic story of the Wilburs of High Falls. Until then, this is Ford Bond signing off for your family and mine.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
We wish to call to your attention that Manhattan Mother, sponsored by the makers of Chipso, usually heard at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time, will be presented a half hour earlier at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, beginning Monday, September 25th.